Good morning, this is Claire and Mac with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. Over $23 million worth of cannabis has been seized from a property in rural Queensland in a police raid last Monday. Over 3,000 live cannabis plants were seized from the Cuminia property, along with 15,000 cannabis seeds and about 33 kilograms of dried cannabis. Queensland Police Inspector Brad Phelps said that police believe the facility belonged to an alleged national drug syndicate, with large-scale production and distribution sites across Queensland, Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT. Police believe that the group purchased isolated farms in rural Queensland in order to grow and distribute the drug across Australia.
The Sunshine Coast Council has installed 77 nesting boxes at a Mapleton Nature Reserve, designed to provide breeding sites for native species such as owls and possums. Made from recycled hardwood, the boxes are fitted with groundbreaking infrared technology that relays data to researchers via radio communications, allowing for temperature, humidity, and animal activity to be monitored. The boxes are used in the place of tree hollows that many species rely on for survival, which may take over 100 years to develop naturally. Natural Areas Council Officer Stephen Milner said that many old-growth trees containing these hollows have been removed as a result of forest logging, making this nesting box initiative crucial for several native species.
A historic hotel on the main street of the New South Wales town of Yass has burned down overnight in a massive fire. Emergency services arrived at the commercial hotel on Comer Street at 2 a.m, where it took 10 units and 30 personnel from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, ACT Fire and Rescue crews, and 3 hours to put out the fire. In late 2021, Canberra developers had purchased the hotel with the intention to renovate it, seeking to turn it into a family-friendly pub.
The Environmental Protection Agency is set to begin a probe into the Cadia gold mine near Orange in New South Wales as traces of heavy metals were detected in the rainwater and blood of nearby residents. Tests show that traces of selenium, nickel and lead were present in the rainwater stores of residents, while residents recall seeing plumes of dust blow onto their property from the direction of the Cadia Valley mine. Today, the EPA have prepared a draft pollution protection notice to the Cadia Valley Operations Corp and has given them until tomorrow to respond to it.
And in international news, a guitar smashed by late Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain has sold for nearly $600,000 in an auction over the weekend. The reassembled black Stratocaster was signed by the three members of Nirvana and was expected to sell for $60,000 in front of the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. Cody Frederick of Julian's Auctions said that, quote, "This broken element in a strange way from this broken musician that really defined this rough and tumble era of music," end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that I was mugged by a guy with a water pistol. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
How do you get your daily fix of 4ZZZ?